Stanbic Bank launches sound intermodal systems key in regional trade, and government concludes training for 215 health learners staff in Winnelunga. Stanbic Bank Zambia has launched the sound intermodal systems key in regional trade, describing it as an initiative aimed at the next phase of Africa's corridor development, which will be defined not by infrastructure investment alone, but by how efficiently those systems convert movement into economic value. Speaking at the Land-Linked Zambia 2026 conference in Lusaka, held under the theme Beyond Borders, Shaping the Future of Africa's Transport Corridors for Shared Prosperity, Stanbic Bank Head of Business and Commercial Banking, Chanda Mwila, says the model has always been in place, but what has changed is not the recognition of corridors as critical assets, but the urgency around how they perform. And Minister of Transport and Logistics, Honorable Frank Tayali, delivering a keynote address, emphasized the urgent need for Africa to prioritize internal trade, stating that Africa must trade more with itself before it trades with the rest of the world. Government, with support from health learners, has successfully completed a 14-day intensive training program for 215 education and health personnel under the School Health Learners Program in Winnelunga District, Northwestern Province. The staff include 48 head teachers, 141 teachers, 13 health center in charges, and 13 school health coordinators from 20 schools and 13 health facilities across the district. Speaking when he officiated at the graduation ceremony, Winnelunga District Commissioner Harrison Kamuna said the training was indicative of President Hakainde Hichilema's commitment to provide free and quality education for all. For international news, we monitor the BBC.
Russia's Africa Corps, whose mercenaries have been fighting in Mali against jihadists and separatist groups, says it's left the northern city of Kidal. It added a withdrawal was agreed with Mali's leaders. The development comes as the country observes 2 days of national mourning for Defence Minister Sadio Camara, who was killed in a suicide bombing at his home near Bamako. General Issa Koulibaly announced the death on state television. The commander of Ukraine's drone forces says he's hindering Russian advances by killing roughly 30,000 soldiers a month. Robert Brody told the BBC every death was verified and logged by drone footage. He said this strategy was crucial to compensate for Ukraine's mobilization challenges.
The US dollar is trading at 18 kwacha 85 ngwe. The Great British pound, 25 kwacha 44 ngwe. The euro is trading at 22 kwacha 7 ngwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 13 ngwe. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note, they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank.
Rocking sports.
To the NBA. Victor Wembanyama made a triumphant return for the San Antonio Spurs to help them to the brink of a series victory in the NBA playoffs. The France international missed Game 3 against the Portland Trail Blazers after suffering concussion in the previous match on Tuesday. But he was cleared to play on Sunday and scored 27 points as the Spurs won 114-93 in Portland to take a 3-1 lead in the best-of-seven series. The NBA's Defensive Player of the Year added 11 rebounds, 7 blocks and 4 steals on returning, and later admitted to being very disappointed with aspects of the NBA's concussion protocol. Lusaka is partly sunny with the highs at 27 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be clear with the lows at 18 degrees Celsius. The headlines. Stanbic Bank launches sound intermodal systems key in regional trade, and government concludes training for 215 health learners staff in Winnelunga. My name is Terence Makundo.
Different flavors. Fruity original, fruity guava, fruity mango, fruity pineapple, fruity apple, and fruity granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian beverages.
This is is.
Alright, let's go.
Turn the volume all the way up. Rock FM.